Yeah. You ready? Okay, this is packet 6E regarding the eating of tifas dam kechardel. Okay, so I'm going to say it in a little different order than we did in Shir, but I hope to get all the stuff in. So, Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Gimel Paskins, that a woman who sees tifas dam kechardel is tmeha. Okay, tifas dam kechardel, a tifa of dam like the size of a mustard seed. The Shach in Sifka and Gimel there says, Vuadin Pachos. And even if it's less than a Chachardel. Chachardel is just the way of saying a tiny amount, but it means even a mashu, even less than that. Vuadin Pachos. And he brings a raya to the Shrita from the Agor and from the Sharidura and Agor Sharidura from different Rishonim. So the kasha on the shach, which people ask, is why is the shach bringing a raya to this shita of afilu pachos michardol from Rishonim, the Ogor and the Sharidura? Isn't it a Mishnah Mefureshes? It bring a raya from the Rishonim, bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Nida on Daf Mem says, I'm paraphrasing, it says, one halacha is all women who are tamei in, even if it doesn't leave their body, when it leaves the bayis, achitzon goes to the bayis. When it leaves the bayis, pinim goes to the bayis achitzon. Even if it's in their body, okay. And then the Mishnah goes on to talk about a zav and a baal keri, and halachas about them. And then the Mishnah finishes off that afilo lo rasa even el tipas dam kichardol and even less. The Mishnah says metame b'chol shehu. Afilu ke'en chardo opachos mikin. That's lush in the Mishnah. Metamin b'kol shehu afilu ke'en chardo opachos mikin. Sounds like a beferish Mishnah. It says chardo opachos mikin. Why is the Shach bring a raya from the Rishonim? Bring a raya from a Mishnah in Nida and Daf Mem. So one answer is the Rambam on the Perusha Mishnah and the Rav, the Bar Tanura. They say that that line, that end of the Mishnah that says that she's that mitamen b'kol shehu afilu ke'en chardol opachos mikin is only going on the zav and the baal keri, the immediate halacha before, not the earlier part of the Mishnah which is talking about anida. So that's why the shach and therefore because we'd understand why the shach wouldn't bring a raya from the Mishnah if we understood it this way, because that halacha opachos michardol is not going on anida. Okay, I mean, just, you know, as a side, you know, on the side, you should know the Rambam in the Yarech HaZaka passes even if it's Pachos Mi Kechardo. Okay, shouldn't think, don't go away thinking the Rambam holds that if it's less. Okay, but that, at least if the Shach would interpret the Mishnah that way, we'd understand why he doesn't bring a Raya from the Mishnah. Okay. Now, the other answer which we gave was the Dovah Mervava on that Shach, who says that the Mishnah is talking about the Din D'Oraisa. And that Taka, the Mishnah is going on Nida also. But Midaraisa, I feel Pachos Mikachardel. The Chiddush of the Rishonim, of the Agbor, the Sharidura, they're saying even the Chumrah we have of Rabbi Zeira, of Shivanikim, I feel Ra Tibas Gamachardel, Yoshevazel, of Shivanikim, even that Din D'Rabbanon, or that Chumrah of Rabbi Zeira, even that is even less than a Chardel. Even though that chardel isn't enough to generate a zava gedola, because zava gedola you need three re'ios, and this is only a tiny amount. So even though it doesn't have the amount of three re'ios, so that's still part of the chumrah of Zera, afilo tivas tam kechardel, yoshev aslav shivinikim, and that's the chiddush, the contribution that the Rishonim are giving us above and beyond the Mishnah, and that's why the Shach quotes the Agor and the Sharidur, Hagor Sharidur, instead of the Mishnah.
That even if they saw one day, that's enough?
That the Mishnah is talking about the Din D'Oraisa. But what about Midrabanan? What about the Chumrah of Rabbi Zera? That if a woman who sees one tipa of dam, she waits Shivanikim.
Yeah.
So that, you don't necessarily see from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not talking about the Chumrah of Rabbi Zera. Right? Rabbi Zera wasn't born then. Right? The Mishnah is talking about a woman. She wants to be a Zava Katana. Okay, so she sees a tipa. Zava Ketana. She sees two tipos on day one and day two, Zava Ketana. She sees three tipos, day one, day three, Zava Gedola. Meaning, a tipas dam could be metame her alsa a nida or a zava, right? But to say that But the halacha the Raisa is that in order to be a Zava Gadola and need a Shivan Akiyam, you have to see 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
So this woman saw one day. And even that one day was only a Tivas Dam Kichardo. Aval Pekin, the Chomer Rabbi Zeira still applies that she has to wait Shivan Akiyam. That's the Chiddush, the contribution that the Rishonim are adding above and beyond the Mishnah. If you quote the Mishnah, I only know the Din Daraisa. But I want to, the Shach, the Dogam Ravava is saying, the Shach wants to teach us even the Din of Chomer Rabbi Zeira, which is the Halach B'Zman Hazeh. So that's how we kind of explained the Shach. Okay. Now, let's explain a little bit of the Chomer of Rabbi Zeira. Why? What's the logic of that gezeira? Or what's the chumra, rather? So the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos says, what a tremendous chumra it is. Because, again, Zava Gadola means she saw 3 days in a row. Right? So when we have this chumra of Rabbi Zeira, that she sees one day, afilu kechardo, right? She has to wait Shivan Nikim. You know what the chiddush is? You're basically assuming that the past, that 3 days ago, you know, that on Sunday, there was a mashahu of dam that came out of the makor and stayed in her body. That's on Sunday. On Monday, another mashahu of dam came out of the makor and went into the prose door. And then on Tuesday, a third mashahu of dam came out of the makor, and all of those three mashahus combining into one tivas kachardo and coming out now, right? That's a pretty far-fetched chash to say that this tivas kachardo is a accumulation of the past 3 days of mashahu of dam, which has first come out now. So that's the chumra of Rabbi Zeira, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the Chumra of Tivas Dam Kechardo. That's Shittas Rabbeinu Yonah. Shittas Ramban is a different thing. He wants to say like this. He says, you know why there's a Chumra of Rabbi Zeira? Because we want to make all the dinim the same. One din, without any chilukim. There is one case when one tifa of dam can cause a woman to have to keep Shivan Nikim. What's the case? Well, only a certain case. If she's already a Zava Gadola, she's already counting Shivan Nikim, and she's gone through 6 good days, and she's on her 7th day, and now she messes it up, or it gets messed up, and she sees a Tipa of Dam Kechardo. She's now, that one Tipa of Dam is now causing her to start a new Shivan Nikim. It's Soser all the 6 days before, and now she has to start anew.
What would happen if it was under like 5?
In same thing, but this is.
But then it wouldn't be a full extra 7.
Right.
In all of that time.
Right. Exactly.
So even that's all.
That's all it is. That's all it is. So since there's one time when it could cause, well, I mean, I guess even if it's on day 5, it's still going to be supposed to cause 7 days.
Yeah, but no, it's not a new 7 days.
Right. Okay. But either way, basically one tifa of dam is going to, if she sees it in the middle of Shivan Nikim, especially on Yom Zion, is going to be so sore all the days before, all 6.5 days before, cause her a new Shivan Nikim. So since there's that one case, when that one tipa will generate a new Shivan Nikim, then whenever she sees a tipa is down, Shivan Nikim. And that's the Ramban's logic for the Chumras Rabbi Zeira. Okay? So we have Rabbi Yonah, we have the Ramban, and then we're going to have one more Shita. Do you want to say it?
Why would they make that
problem?
The Ramban is
going to say. Right, I mean, even the Ramban's thing is a fart. It's an extra.
It makes sense, but it's people are going to make that.
Right, so that's part of the Chumrah. Ramban, the
Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no concern.
So the concern is, it's a far out concern that maybe this Tibas Gedam Kechardo is really an accumulation of 3 days of Mashiach. What?
She didn't do Bedikas.
She had no reason to do Bedikas. She just sees the Tibas Gedam Kechardo.
There was a chance she
wouldn't
be coming.
What, now she would be?
She
would be fine. But she sees the Tavis Dam Kechardo. With Mida Raisa, would we say, you know, we'd probably say she's a Zava Katana. You know, we wouldn't say that she's a Zava Gadola. That this one Tipa that you see now is really an accumulation of not just today, but the 2 days prior. So that's part of the Chumrah of Gezeira. you know, the Vinosa still has Mira. So again, so you have the Rabbeinu Yonah, you have the Ramban, and now the next Shita is that of the Bach. But in order to understand the Shita of the Bach, we have to know a Gemara. The Gemara says that in Nida Nachman Malach, that Rabbi Yochanan says if the Makor lets out 2 tipi margolios tamea, 2 tipos of clear discharge, she's tamea. The Gemara explains that obviously it's clear, so we're not talking about Nida, we're talking about the Inyan ishi tamea als tumavatar. Because anything that comes from the Makor is tamea. So, but that's not our issue. Let's just put that aside. 2, and the Gemara explains, Dafka 2. 2 tipim. Because it's not the derech for the makor to just let 1 tipa exude from it. 1 tipa, that's not the derech. So therefore, if it's only 1 tipa, I could assume it's me'alma. It came from, let's say, that stodin. It came from a scratch and irritation in her body. We know it came from her body. But if it's 1 tipa, we can assume it's not from the makor. If it's 2 tipos, we have to assume it's from the makor. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Shittas Rabbi Yochanan in Nida Dafna Malach. Based on this Gemara, the Bach says, I'll now explain from this Rabbi Zeira. Okay? Because we just said that, again, the Gemara is talking about Taras, but we take that out of the equation. We just want to see that the Yisod, that 2 tipos come out of the Makor, not 1. So the Bach says, based on that, the Chumra Rizera was, Afilara tipa stam kichardel, even though it's only 1 tipa, not 2. Generally, if it's 1 tipa, you could assume it's been at Staden. It's from an irritation, something else, not the Makor. Right? So the Chiddush of Rabbi Zera is, the Chumra Rabbi Zera is, even though it's only 1 tipa, that we're not told it's min at Staden. That's the Chumra. Even though Medina, 1 tipa, you should be told in Hatzadin. No, Chomer Sarev is there, even though it's 1 tipa, you're not told her that. And with Machmir, that she has to keep Shubanikim. That is the Bach's explanation of the Chomer Sarev is there. So you have Ben Yonah, the Ramban, and the Bach. Now, once the Bach brought us this Gemara, and he has this Chiddush, let's see how far we could push this Chiddush of the Bach that, really, it's the Gemara, but the Bach's one who makes it pronounced, that only 2 tipos come from the Makor, but 1 we can be told of Minhat Stadim. So Sidri Tara quotes the Bach, and he says, he pushes it one more notch. He says that, so this is a Suffolk, and Rabbi Zeir is Machmir on it. We're Machmir even though it's only 1 tipa. But Benos Yisrael only Echmir on 1 Suffolk, not on 2. So if there's some other suffix that you have, and it's only 1 tipa, treat it like a sex feka. Meaning, we don't treat the fact that it's afila ro tipa kechar, even though it's 1 tipa, we're metame it, but it's not tame b'toras vade, so to speak. It's still tame, but b'toras suffix. It'll be mistarif to a sex feka. If I have another suffix, 2 sfekos, so it could be mekel. That's like.
And what's the second suffix here?
Well, you don't have one here. No. He's saying if you'll have one, then if you have any other suffix, really, Simon said maybe on the color, maybe on a cloudy on the color, and it's only 1 tipa, there's more of a reason to be makel because, again, it's only 1 tipa, and really, it's only a chumra that we're choshes from the makor. That's the shita of the Sidrei Tara. He pushes it 1 notch. Okay. Does anyone push it 2 notches? So, there is actually. So, the Taras Yisrael is a Sefer, which is a Sefer on Nida, which used to be very popular. On in Taras Yisrael, there's a parish called the Yad Yehuda. The Yad Yehuda, I'm sorry, Yad Eliyahu. Yad Yehuda is a separate thing. Yad Eliyahu. So, the Yad Eliyahu brings down the Prideya, who says, Pitaka says that on a bedika, you could be makel on 1 tipa. If it's only 1 tipa, and there's no other white discharge there, it's only 1 tipa, then it's not the death of makor to exude 1 tipa, so therefore you could be makel. So he quotes this mamish, meaning so, weiter from the Sidrei Tara. Sidrei Tara said another suffix will be mitzdarif. He's saying, you know, that another suffix. right? It's a tremendous kula. The Yad Eliyahu does quote that there is the Divrei Chaim who is cholik on this prideya, and the Divrei Chaim, which we saw, basically is always choshesh for even one tipa, and he does have some explanation for the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan. It's a little bit tzarachim kavanoso. We don't really understand what his prat is, but he kind of marginalizes that Gemara, and he basically says he has to be choshesh even for one tipa all the time. No, the Yehuda Netshuva. He said that when he was younger, you know, he once wrote down a svara, you know, maybe to be make on one tipa, but he doesn't sign off on it. Says chalil lahakel was that. So all you have, so the progression goes. You have the Bach brings us to this Gemara when he explains the chumras Rabbi Zeira. The Sidrei Tara takes it one step further and says if you have another suffik, it could be make on. The Yad Eliyahu quotes the Pridev, takes it two steps. And says it could be makel even with, again, if it's no other, only one tipa, no other white discharge, it could be makel, right? And then you have the machmirim who argue that the rechayim no the Yehuda. And, okay, so that's the major part of the shir. There's one more nekuda, which I mentioned in the shir, briefly, and that's on an H in a badok. So generally, bedikah cloths are, we know that they're clean, we buy them, they're clean, right? If a woman would do a bedika on something, she doesn't have bedika cloth on some, an undershirt, whatever it is. She uses something else. What's the halacha there? So it's like this. We know that on a bedika cloth, it's tameh even if it's less than a gris, because it's a bedika, it went inside. But that's only because the bedika cloths are checked. If it's something which is an etche in a badok, what does that mean? It means that maybe there was some dam or lichloch, maybe there was tipei dam on this cloth from before. Maybe, you know, you're taking something, maybe someone had a cut or something, and you're taking it, and you didn't really look at it well. So since there's a chash that maybe the dam you find on it now is not from the woman, maybe it was on the cloth from before, on the shirt from before, then the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi, Sif Lamed, holds that she's not tamei v'mashu, she's only tamei if it's kigris. So it has to be kigris in order for it to be tamei. But less than that, she'll be tahora because it was an age that ain't a baduk. Again, she checked herself with a cloth that was not previously checked to make sure that it was clean. So what she finds maybe came from here from before. So that's why it's the shir is a gris.
When we're asked, Shulchan Aruch says that if you have to see if it's pachos migris.
What?
Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Lam, it says that you need
Kuf Tzadi Lam and Vav.
What?
Kuf Tzadi, Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sif Lam and Vav.
Yeah.
Says that if she does the Vedika with a Vedika cloth that she didn't check previously to see that it was clean, so, and now she does the Vedika, and now there's dam on it, but she says, hey, I never checked this cloth, maybe it was not clean then, the dam was not from me, it's from before, then she's only telling me if it's kigris.
Can I say in that case, or is it...